Also in his speech yesterday, President Bush called on Israel to freeze settlement activity. In Jerusalem today, a report was released accusing the Israeli government of violating its own laws by promoting the expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The report was commissioned by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last June, and it contradicts pledges by the government to dismantle illegal outposts in the occupied West Bank. It says widespread violations of the law have become institutionalized. A former state chief prosecutor who wrote the report held a news conference today, and NPR's Peter Kenyon was there. Peter?
Hi, Renee.
How many illegal settlements are we talking about?
Well, after about 6 months of digging into that question, former prosecutor Taya Sasson had to admit she's not exactly sure. She had a hard time getting information from some of these government agencies. She tallied at least 105 illegal outposts, as they're called here, and said the number could be even higher. Now, just to be clear, these are those that are illegal even under Israeli law. Most observers believe under international law, all Israeli settlements in the occupied territories are illegal. This report focused just on those built in violation of Israel's own law. It describes an ad hoc network of government agencies pulling various strings in order to make these illegal outposts a reality. For instance, a bunch of trailers would be hauled to a hilltop in the West Bank. The housing ministry would only later issue a tender for the construction of those trailers, would just happen to go to a company that had already built them in the first place. A lot of things like that, sort of retroactive authorization of things that started out illegally, what some critics call settlement laundering. The report also specifies a few individuals, a deputy in the Ministry of Defense who had one official job description but in reality was the settlers' advocate, who would send letters saying, oh, this place is legal, don't worry, give them national electricity or water and sewer, even though he had no such authority to authorize or declare such things. And the housing ministry would be financing infrastructure for outposts, according to this report, often in complete indifference to the fact that some of these trailers have been placed on private Palestinian property.
Are these findings surprising at all?
Well, it's one of those things where everyone assumed something like this was going on, but it is still a bit of a shock to see the sheer scale of it, and to see it all compiled in one place. Palestinians have long complained their lands are being stolen, sometimes by the use of bad maps, sometimes simply they woke up to find Israelis on their land, and as this report confirms, there was no competent legal authority to deal with the problem. This report also says law enforcement agencies were hampered by the fact that the government agencies were speaking in double talk, putting the outposts in place and then telling the police and army to enforce the laws. Now, the Peace Now organization has been tracking these settlements and outposts for years now. They say the illegal building goes on to this day and may, in fact, increase. Settlers have vowed to replace each uprooted Gaza settlement, if that happens this summer, for instance, with another outpost in the West Bank.
And of course, much of this illegal settlement activity has taken place since Ariel Sharon came to office 4 years ago, yet he is the one who ordered the report.
Yes, and she said today, ask him about that. She dodged the question. But Sharon has been under pressure for years on this question of freezing settlement activities from the White House and other areas. He's promised on several occasions to dismantle. But for their part, settlers and their advocates are saying Ariel Sharon was deeply involved in every phase of this, and he knew exactly what was going on.
Just very briefly, what are the implications of this report for Israeli officials and for Israel generally?
Well, here in Israel, the question is who, if anyone, will be indicted for this. That's up to the Attorney General. The matter comes before the Israeli cabinet on Sunday. And in the international arena, the author of this report says such indifference to Israel's own laws is eating away at the fabric of democracy right at the time when the Bush administration is very eager to promote democracy in the region.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.